and welcome to the Soundcheck Podcast, the podcast where I question my faith in God and humanity.
Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast, the podcast where we spill tea about how I took a 20-minute nap on the floor and then made a Bloody Mary in order to make this episode happen.
Hello, and welcome to the Soundcheck Podcast, the podcast where we discover that the washing machine next to where I record sounds like a submarine that's just been hit with a torpedo.
Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast, the podcast where we spill the tea on how I've been saying this and then doing a different bit to entertain myself with Soundcheck for about 15 minutes and then deleting all of those bits. May they rest in peace.
Sound checking it up. My name is Megan and it's the Iced Tea Podcast. Why am I singing? I don't sing on the podcast. Let's call Netta and record a thing.
When in doubt, leave the Holocaust imagery out.
The only way to meet God is if you're depression shopping at a Michael's at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
One time a guy in high school asked me to slap him, and I did, and then he asked me to the prom.
Daniel, what dress did you wear to your prom?
I wore an oversized suit that I was supposed to grow into.
Aww.
Okay, Yuzuru Hanyu.
Life from Toronto is the same person. I remember when Yale visited my high school and they started their PowerPoint with, our mascot is a cute dog. And I don't like dogs. So I was like, yeah, whatever. That was it for me.
That's why you didn't go to Yale.
Do you know what you'd want for your tissue box if you were ever a person with a brand and a tissue box?
I think I would want my thing, like my special thing, to be whales. I like whales. I've always liked whales. They were like, I wasn't like a horse child. I was like a whale child.
I used to be a giraffe child. I was really into giraffes for some reason.
I didn't know that.
I also like ferrets, but I think that's like very weirdly specific. Like, it'd be hard for people to buy me plush ferrets. But I think some sort of like rodent situation.
Well, if you ever want to send us things, we don't have a P.O. box, but...
But just find us.
Yeah, drone them to our houses. I don't know.
Yeah, I would like a plushy ferret, please, and thank you.
I want a real whale.
Just a drone with a whale in it.
That seems physically possible, right?
Yeah, and legal and safe.
Yeah, or you can send it to Vincent Joe and I'll just drive over and pick it up from him.
Right before we left, what did you guys think of Yuzu bring back prison walkways?
I don't like it, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because I don't buy Mask Yuzu for a fucking second. I want Yuzu to be jellyfish princess, like, beautiful, graceful, femme, like... That's the Yuzu that I love. I don't want to see Yuzu come out in, like, drag king, like, thrusting his hips and holding his belt. Like, no, I don't want that. Camp masculinity, like, let KG do that. Let Nam do that. Like, it was very, like, all the aunties in the audience being like, ah! And I'm like, what do you think he's going to do, top you? No, calm down.
This is unusable, but it's so funny and so true. Mateo's low fist.
That's the name of my sex tape.
Fill the gaping hole of a dark week with bonus content.
Let us fill your gaping hole.
Please do, but remember to get there early to stretch and get loose.
Elmo says, wrap your dick!
Yeah, it's very long, but it's not like super thick. But it is long. I winced this hard on microphone because I read the words cow titty milk. And like, I feel like cow milk is inherently titty. Like, all milk that's animal-based is inherently titty. Like, all of this is making the gag real. It's just me slowly losing my mind while Megan's not here. Yeah, please don't say cow titty. Lisa Tuktomyshova, as we know, was in Las Vegas last week. And she took it to Instagram to just yelp the entire experience. And she is once again the true poet laureate of the skating world. I know she has like other competitors, but in my mind, she is a fighter. And she did return to very long, very dramatic, very Russian self-expression. Megan, do you have the text?
I sure do. Here it is. Las Vegas. Madness in the middle of the desert. Fire emoji. During those short few days at Skate America, I have an opportunity to see a little bit of this madness. So I am delighted. Immediate answer on the main question. I have not visited the casino. Perhaps that's why I smile in all the photos. Grinning emoji. Vegas begins with the main street, Las Vegas Strip. It is the main movie attractions, mainly hotels. Each of them occupies an entire block and is named after famous cities from around the world. New York, Paris, Venice, Bellagio, Luxor, etc. In the Hotel Paris is the Eiffel Tower. In New York, the Statue of Liberty. We also saw the Egyptian pyramids and other unrealistically steep structures.
Oh, she's incredible.
The architecture of the hotels, both internally and externally, smashes off. Sheer luxury. The scenery. Generally, it is hard to describe these all in words. Next to the hotels, regularly and free of charge, various shows were held. For example, we saw Dancing Fountains Bellagio and a fire show near the Hotel Mirage. Hard eyes emoji. The atmosphere of the city. Total actions. Fun. Drive. People are divided into those who spend money and those who look at it from the outside. However, what a contrast this madness has with the desert. It's just wild. Next to all this greatness, there is no thing. And by the way, she didn't write nothing. She wrote no hyphen thing. Hot and enormously big desert. Desert emoji. All of this was unreally cool.
Desert.
These all is a must-see. Nothing else to add here. Definitely each of you should visit it. Okay, hand emoji. I feel like I want to go now.
Yeah, she sold me. I'm not a gambler. Crowds are not my favorite. But she sold me, and I think we should go to the desert now. It sounds incredible. Unrealistically steep structures.
Is Lisa the pyramids aren't real truther?
Yeah, no, she's none of this is real truther, it sounds like.
We live in a simulation.
I've been thinking about how fun Ice Dance was for me, because I just enjoyed it, didn't know anything. It was great.
It's like a window into a world before we became so obsessive and we could just enjoy it.
Yeah.
So let's ruin it by getting obsessed. Can't wait.
Yeah, no, see, the thing is, I used to be obsessed, but that was a very long time ago and I remember nothing about how it works. I remember being 12 and being I knew things the way I know things about singles now. And I used to watch singles and not know shit, and then something changed. And I'm not sure how or why.
Puberty.
Yeah, puberty changed me, and now I care about singles figure skating.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting time in everyone's life. Things change. Hair crops up in new places. Disciplines kind of change, you know.
Yeah, it was a very hard change to deal with, but I've been coping by making a podcast about it. I will say, I was in 4th or 5th grade when that movie came out, and because I'm in Eastern Europe, I mean, I'm not Greek, but we're pretty fucking close, everyone was mostly upset that Diane Kruger was playing Elena, if you will, because she is the most Aryan-looking blonde lady. And she's not the woman who launched all them ships. Like, this is not what she's supposed to look like. And I just remember every single tiny 4th grade Bulgarian girl being like, she shouldn't look like this. She should look like me. And we're all like in 4th grade with braces on. Can I just tell you that the IMDb page for the movie Troy lists Homer under writing credits?
Wow.
They literally credit him for writing the poem.
Maybe Homer can EGOT.
Oh my god, could he? I mean,
I want that for him so badly.
It's gonna be like so many years late, but like if Leo did it, like I guess anything's possible.
I just coughed so hard I farted so much.